everyone, it's Leslyn Keith here again, and I'm the president of the board of directors at the Lipedema Project and director of research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today I have an excerpt from a presentation given by Dave Feldman at our Heart to Heart virtual event that was held on March 31, April 1 and 2, 2023. Dave is a business developer and software engineer. He began extensive research and self-testing on cholesterol after his own cholesterol had climbed while going on a low-carb, high-fat diet. Dave noticed the patterns of the lipid system appeared to have much in common with software networks and began testing this hypothesis by experimenting on himself. In this excerpt, Dave talks about the important contributions of citizen scientists and self-experimentation. He suggests that we are all scientists and can help build the body of knowledge about lipedema.
I was 209 pounds, but then I ended up going on a ketogenic diet mainly to avoid type 2 diabetes, which is pretty rampant in my dad's side of the family. And this was in April of 2015. I'd lost 25 pounds, and I then became obsessed with research around cholesterol because I saw my own cholesterol levels skyrocket on this diet. I wanted to understand why. And so I began extensive, what you'll often hear called N of one experiments. And that's basically if you're the one. Oftentimes when you hear about experiments, they've got an N and how many people are part of that experiment. Well, we're all a part of our own experiment. Now, let's talk about the S word. So, when you think of science, what do you imagine? Do you think of this? I do myself. I typically tend to think of people in lab coats and always have. If I'm watching some show that's about science, this is kind of what comes to mind. But do you also think of this? Well, this is part of what I kind of want to bring to your attention. See, science isn't as scary as it seems. In fact, you're actually practicing it right now. Right now, I'm holding something that my mom made for me. She crocheted it. It's around something related to my research. As I'm showing this to you and not telling you what it is, you're already guessing, right? And that's what brings me around to what I'm going to call the method. And the first part of the method is observation. So, how many people know how to make an observation? That's definitely a rhetorical question. All of you are doing it right this moment as you're observing this. And naturally, as you're observing, you're often forming questions. This third part, however, is kind of a skill. The third part is the hypothesis. And yes, I'm not just talking about any method. I'm talking about the scientific method. The reason I wanted to show you that last is because many of you already are feeling some apprehension like I would have the moment I'm seeing the scientific method thrown up, because I feel like I'm having to go back to high school or back to college or something like that. But the truth is, the scientific method isn't as scary once you get a sense of what it really involves, and that so much of it is based around that third step, hypothesis. A hypothesis is a guess that scientists make when they want to learn more about something. They use it to plan experiments and find out if their guess is correct or not. I like that, except for one thing, that word. A hypothesis is a guess that scientists make, as though you need to be a scientist in order for you to be able to use a hypothesis. This is a great segue to tell you a little bit more about me. See, right this moment in time, my resume is getting better in the area of science. I founded a public scientific charity, which Leslyn spoke on a little bit earlier, the Citizen Science Foundation. I've done 13 peer-reviewed CME conference presentations by this point, and I have 4 published papers. And right now, our central study is this 100-participant clinical study in partnership with UCLA and Lundquist. But I still can't believe I'm here. Dr. Matt Budoff runs the Lundquist Institute. He has 1,200 papers to his name. And the two other individuals, they're documentarians, and they're actually capturing a documentary on this story. Because what makes this story so outlandish is, in part, how it all started with me, an engineer who had no formal training in science. I work with brilliant people every day. And without question, it's very intimidating. I'm in a perpetual state of imposter syndrome. That's the truth. But the unspoken truth about the citizen science is that feeling intimidated is both normal and expected. In fact, I believe that it can also be very healthy because you don't want to get overly sure of anything. You want to always be asking those questions. This is actually one of my favorite quotes. I sometimes get angry with Einstein because he has so many good quotes. And so it feels so cliche when you're bringing them forward, but this is really, truly a great one. And he says, if I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and 5 minutes thinking about solutions. I try to say this as often as I can to every layperson I know. I am often not the smartest person in the room, but that's not really where I'm putting a lot of my focus anyway. I just want to be the person who's coming up with the best questions. And you don't need to have all of the background and the knowledge. A lot of times the best questions come from the people who have the least amount of knowledge of what's getting talked about at that time.
Thanks, Dave. That was a wonderful talk and really showed how we all can contribute to the body of knowledge. We're all scientists. We're all experts. If you enjoyed this excerpt, be sure to look out for the replays of all the talks from our spring Heart to Heart event. And I'd like to give a big thank you to all of you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes as they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema Flash Briefing.